It's Leon Bridges, Forgive You. That kind of chill out music that you could be, you know, sipping a cocktail on a houseboat, watching the sun go down over a beautiful dam or lake for that matter. Doesn't it sound ideal? You could win a trip. We are very lucky to have with us in the studio here, we have Kim Blevin, one of the owners of Shayamanzi Houseboats, which are located far up the north coast on Trezini Lake, correct?
That's right, Kevin. Hello, lovely to be with you.
Yes, it's so great to have you here in the studio with us, Kim. So, a couple of reasons for us to be here today. We're going to be talking about the new competition
which we have running.
I think you're sponsoring the Kairitate Show now.
That's correct, right? Yes. Listen further this evening.
Yeah, that's on at 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock every Wednesday night. That's cool. And the perfect audience as well. So, people will know, and I did check with you after off air as we got in here, that we should mention. People will remember that back in October there was a terrible incident and a fire that involved loss of life with one of your houseboats up on the dam, on the lake rather. So where are you at with that? What's going on there?
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for asking about that. It was an incredibly tragic accident that happened in our business. And I think what I would like to say is just to celebrate our crew and our customers for their incredible support. And every business has adversity and has challenges.
Yeah.
And it's been an incredible experience for us to work with authorities, work with the families who've lost loved ones, and rebuild our business.
Yeah.
And we could never have done this without an incredible crew and a fantastic customer base.
I would just like to give a
big shout out to everybody for the incredible support we've had. And yes, we are trading. We're trading on Shayamanzi 2. And we're having some fantastic experiences at our latest love boat.
So,
yes, I'll tell you.
And I know that you know, we were talking fair. There's exciting things to come as well for Shayamanzi. But let's tell me about Shayamanzi too. Okay, so people don't necessarily know perhaps much about you. Let's assume that they're listening and they don't know anything about Shayamanzi. Tell me about the houseboat, for example.
Right. Well, Shayamanzi 2 is a boat that you can actually sleep on. And I think it's important that we talk about this because so often people say, is it just for a day cruise?
Booze cruise.
This is where you pack your suitcase, your sunnies, your hat, and come along. And you can stay in any one of the deluxe cabins or pontoon cabins. All are en suite.
I believe you take 20 people on there.
20 people in 10 cabins. Three different levels on the boat.
Yeah.
Probably the most important one is the jacuzzi on the back deck.
Of course.
And we had Anne from our reservations office this week who was there, and she actually caught her first tigerfish off the back deck when the boat was moored. Can you believe it?
Well, this is what it's renowned for, because you are on Lake Trezini.
Yes.
Renowned for its tiger fishing.
Absolutely.
There's Trezini Lodge there as well. People know it. I drove past. I went camping not far from the Swazi border. It's also towards the end of last year, so I got to see the lake again. I hadn't been up there for a while. How many hours is it from here? It's not that far.
Well, I was going to say it's not that far. It depends who's driving. If my husband's driving, it's a little closer.
Yes.
For most, but
it's about three and a half hours.
Would be right. Absolutely.
Nearly up at the border there.
Literally straight up the end to take the Trezini turn off, and when you see the entrance to Trezini Tiger Lodge, which is our home in Mooring.
Yes.
That's where you are. That's exactly where I am.
And of course you would book. I mean, you haven't come down all the way from there. The booking office and your office is here.
Reservations office right here in Salt Rock. We're very strongly local, and this is where our events organizers work. This is our hood.
And so what kind of things do you get on the houseboat? Are you getting parties, celebrations, birthdays, weddings, that sort of thing?
Very much. We've had a couple of weddings, very small intimate weddings, which is really, I suppose, flavor of the day today.
Yes.
But the most exciting part of our business is organizing celebrations and special occasions.
Yeah, I'm sure. And it's a good number of people. 20 people makes it, like you say, nice and intimate.
Absolutely.
And also your guests can't go anywhere.
They really can't. They don't have to drive anywhere. They can have a rip-roaring party, which they often do.
And their cabin's right there. Now, it's worth saying as well that Lake Trezini, it's not just like a little dam, as I refer to it. It's not a dam. For example, Midmar, which is massive as it is 1,700-odd hectares.
Yes.
But Lake Trezini is how big?
16,000
hectares. So we're looking at nearly 10, 15 times bigger than Midmar. And it's got, you know, sort of a mountainous landscape almost, and those gullies and channels that you can go down.
Absolutely. In the gorge, we've got these incredible
gorge, that was the word I was looking for.
These incredible little inlets at the boats can cruise into just magnificent sightings of fireflies at night. Actually, it's completely magical.
Yes.
And then we have different bays that we moor at every evening.
Okay.
Depending on what guests are wanting to see. But the best part for us is after all this incredible rain, the lake is 81%
is
full,
it?
And it hasn't been at this level for a very, very long time.
It was quite
low.
Like I said, it was maybe 4 or 5 months ago when I went past, and it wasn't it wasn't high at all.
Certainly wouldn't have been at this level.
No.
The game are flourishing. The countryside is magnificent. Mm-hmm. So it really is for photographers, especially now as we move into these idyllic months, April, May, June.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. It is just perfect.
So, I mean, if you come up there with your 10, 20 friends and you cruise around on the thing, it's not just like people might just suspect, oh, it's like going around on a big boat on, say, Midmar, Albert Falls, but it's not. It is a proper lake with lots and tons of wildlife, and there's fair ground to cover. You know, it takes a long time.
There's fair ground to cover.
Yeah.
We do lake crossings across to and Kwazi Lodge. We were there some evenings. Game viewing is particularly good in that area. And then depending on what the guests want to do, some just want to relax and look at the view. Others want to take photographs. Others want to fish.
It must be very photographic there. But question, what about if it's just two of us that want to come? You know, do you have bookings where there are cruises where there's sort of social or strangers, for want of a better way to put it?
Absolutely. So we have exclusive charters. That's where you take yourself and your own group and you hire the boat for your exclusive use.
Yeah.
And then the other type of cruise that we offer is a social cruise.
Yes.
And this is for our social butterflies who love getting out and meeting new
people. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then you hire a cabin, either a deluxe or a pontoon, and you come along and meet new people. And so interestingly, they get off and they've rebooked a whole cruise with all of them together.
With the same people.
Friendships made.
Okay.
Just fantastic. I think the karaoke may have something to do with this.
Oh, yes. those poor tiger fish.
Oh, my God. I can just imagine.
Now, listen, Kim Blevin, one of the owners of Shire Manzi, if you've just joined us, we're talking about the competition now.
Yes.
Right. So, as a new you're not a new sponsor of KTH. You've always...
This is the second year that you're running the competition.
Yeah, exactly. So the competition means you're giving away a weekend or two nights.
Yes.
You tell me.
So it's a two-night cruise for two people. It may be on a weekend, it may be midweek.
Yes.
So we have a selection of dates available that people can choose from.
Okay.
So that's exciting. If they have
and it will be what we've talked about, like a social cruise, like there'll be other people on the boat.
On a social cruise, everything is paid for.
Yeah.
The only thing you have to bring along is money for your drinks.
Right.
And an optional gratuity for the crew and perhaps some Shire Manzi merchandise that you
of
may want
to. Of course you should.
To.
And listen, it's when we say, everything's included, just bring money for booze, obviously. But, it's a hefty prize. It's almost 15,000 Rand.
It is. That's what the prize is worth for the weekend.
Perfect.
Giveaway. So.
And when do we actually decide on the winner?
I think we've got a couple of weeks left.
Okay.
So it's follow Annalene on the cruise, on the chat later.
Okay, yeah, and that's on Kerete. So if you do want to pay more attention to between 6 and 7 this evening, our Afrikaans speciality show, Kerete, which is fantastic. There's also podcasts available. She'll be talking more about it, I presume.
She will.
And there's also information on our Facebook page on how to enter. Basically, what you've got to do is you've got to go to our Facebook page or yours.
Correct, and tag.
Yeah.
And
tag three friends you'd love to take with you on the trip.
And away we go.
And away we go. All right. So the instructions are there on our Facebook, on Shire Manzi Houseboats Facebook page as well, and Instagram. It's all there. And Annalene will be talking about it on KR Tate for the next couple of Wednesdays in a row as well. And we'll announce the winner, I presume, on her show and on this show. We'll make a big fuss. And so it's a win last for you on the boat.
Not too long ago. Yes, and I'm standing in for Roger today, who's actually at the boats, because we're redecorating our pontoon cabins.
Okay.
So they're all busy having those spruced up for this weekend's cruise, which is quite exciting.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so a little bit of dial-up. I mean, I suppose you've always... having a boat on the water, I mean, there's lots of things to do. Lots of maintenance.
Lots of maintenance.
Stuff. Yeah, lots you've of... Also nice little remodel. That's nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It looks absolutely beautiful, and the pictures are all in the...
Okay,
Facebook
so, listen, our mics are off. Wait, like, we're not going to give anyone else a prize. I'm going, okay.
Yes, yeah, what a good idea.
Don't tell anybody. And the more you talk to me about this, I'm like, hang on a minute.
When is your birthday, Kevin?
It was 2 weeks ago. It wasn't. It was a while ago. But nonetheless, listen, how fantastic, Kim, from Shire Manzi. It is an absolute adventure, and it's within KZN, guys. It's just over there.
Oh, absolutely. 3-hour
drive.
Fly in, drive in.
Yes.
So fantastic.
Where would you fly in?
Mkuzi, we've got a beautiful airstrip there now.
Ah.
So this is a game changer, especially for the lodges in the area.
Okay.
So we've got some amazing people with planes. We've got a phenomenal woman who works at KZN Aviation. So if you're interested in this, this is certainly something we can talk about.
I absolutely love the idea. What a great idea for a journey. And I was going to ask, so let's say I book, just two of us book to go on the boat, but then we're the only people booked. No one else is booked that weekend. What happens? Does the boat still go?
Oh, it doesn't generally happen like that.
Of course, there's quite not. A it's demand. She gave me side eyes. She's like, what do you mean there's no one else booked?
Well, imagine that, having a whole boat yourself.
I know.
We say this.
Yes.
But we have had it couples happened, booked I'm for sure. honeymoon.
Oh.
And they pay the exclusive charter rate.
Oh, my goodness.
And they have the whole boat, the crew, just
for themselves.
Can you imagine?
Selfish.
Exactly.
All right. Listen, Kim Blebin, one of the owners of Shire Manzi. What a pleasure to have you here today. I will crack a gin and tonic on there one day with you on the boat.
Well,
I look forward to it. But who knows? I might just enter the competition myself a lot. No one told me I couldn't.
Exactly.
No one told me I'd be disqualified just because of work here. All right. What a pleasure. You have yourself a great afternoon. Thanks for coming. And we'll get those competition details. They're on our page, your page. And listen to Kate Tate tonight. Thanks.
Fantastic. Thanks, Kevin. Right. Great to be here.
This is a show you need to be listening to. This one.
Kate Tate op RDFM. Skakel.